T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Well, working one more day this week, and then it is the 27th annual WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament, which is happening on Wednesday and Thursday at the MGM Casino. LB's going to try to cheat at roulette like the two guys who showed up at the new Everett Casino.
I'm banned.
Last week or Sunday, I guess. I do want to mention that the great helicopter golf ball drop is happening again. So if you've yet to take a chance, you should do so before we do that on Thursday morning. And you can go to thegreghillfoundation.org. and buy a golf ball. They're only $20, and somebody is going to win $5,000 cash, a bag of cash.
Yes. It's awesome.
Five large. So it's pretty simple. You buy a golf ball or several for $20. The money goes to the foundation, and we drop all of the golf balls out of the helicopter onto a green, and whichever ball ends up being in the hole or closest to said hole, the individual who has purchased it walks away with $5,000 cash. So thanks to those of you who've already purchased a golf ball, and thanks to those who will right now or later today or tomorrow or Thursday morning before the golf ball drop happens. So, and also thanks to those of you who gave yesterday for the families of the victims of the motorcycle accident in New Hampshire. And at the end of the show yesterday, you had donated $21,000. And we have added a $10,000 Greg Hill Foundation match. So we will be able to deliver over $31,000 to those families today. And I say it all the time, but it's amazing to me that we ask you to give over and over and over again, and you do. That's all you do is give. So you're the most generous radio audience ever established, and I can't thank you enough for your support. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing today?
What's happening? What's up, Michael?
I wanted to actually, to some extent, agree with LB. Not 100%, but so, look, the Red Sox, they just haven't seemed to hit their stride yet. If they do hit their stride, look out, because they've got a lot of talent. If the pitching staff can find a way to hold it together, and that's been the biggest problem. You talk about L.A. L.A. did a pretty good job in the offseason of upgrading their bullpen. The Red Sox kind of downgraded in a way. So, you know, they got to find a way to make that work. The problem is, the Yankees are still waiting on a couple of really big bats, and they've found a way to stay, you know, in front of the Red Sox with a bunch of young guys that have done a great job. They're playing pretty well together. So,
Mike, they're not. No. Can we agree? I get it. LB is a homer on this one. That's fine. But can we agree that they are not catching the Yankees? They're 8 games back.
I think it's more probable that the Yankees stay in front, because the Yankees are waiting on, you know, I think Sanchez. They're waiting on Stanton. You know, you get those guys, you know, after the All-Star break in that lineup, and they can find a way to be somewhat consistent. It's going to be tough to keep up with a team that's got 8 games in front already, plus yes, you get those big bats. It's tough, but
those guys play for the Yankees last year when we kicked their ass?
They sucked last year, but at the same time, LB, look at how well the Red Sox played. They out of the gate, they played perfect baseball, and they stayed that way wire to wire.
Yeah.
So those same guys can't. So those. So your belief is those guys can't do it, you know, twice in a row. In
no, I didn't say that they can't. I don't think. I think they absolutely can, but it's going to take a little bit of luck. It's going to take a lot of, you know, fine-tuning some of the issues that they have.
Yeah, well, that's what you do when you run a Major League Baseball club. You fine-tune, luck, and then the next thing you know, you erase an eight-game lead, and the Red Sox go on to win another.
They have left, it's only June, and they've left 4,000 runners in scoring position during the season.
That's the difference of last year's team. Their bats were on fire last year.
Yes.
And this year, they're having a tough time.
Yeah,
at the plate.
I mean, left all those runners on base, and they're only eight out.
Only eight.
Great. Chris Sale's a great example. You got to look at Chris Sale. He started off out of the gate a little rough. Mm-hmm. Then he went on a tear where he was throwing like 12 strikeouts a game, and he still couldn't get the run support. That's kind of tough to go up against. Yeah. If they can figure out how to give him run support and stay consistent with the bats, they have a great puncher's chance. But the Yankees, they have a pretty good chance as well.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they won last night as well. You know, the Red Sox came back.
Even though they won last night, they don't look like a playoff team. They don't look like a playoff team.
Didn't give up.
Even with the win last night.
Came back to tie it twice.
You know, I said that last year, though. I said they're never going
to
get through the playoffs with the bullpen they had last year, and they did. So I'm hoping I'm wrong again this year.
I'm sorry, Mr. Baseball, but they don't have a closer. I mean, they don't have a closer.
Yeah.
But anyway, I get it. You're there till the bitter end, buyers.
Always.
It's nice. They appreciate
it. I'm a hometown guy.
They appreciate it.
I don't give up on my teams.
I'm done. I say sell everybody.
That's right.
Sell everybody.
That's right. And give all those free tickets you're going to give to Greg to me.
I will not accept another complimentary ticket this season.
$725.
She wants to take Chloe.
Mark my words. Mark my words or mark my words. All right. It is 7:26. And we're about half an hour away from playing your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So you can leave one on your beloved hometown 9 or on any other topic. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. Leave a voicemail message now, and we will play your messages back coming up at 8. Hello, Jack.
Hey, Hillman, I wanted to call yesterday, but I was on the bike. I want to say, unbelievable time at Miss Bocchini pageant. Thank you very much.
Oh.
You guys are the best.
What a great host Ernie is. I mean, can we just acknowledge?
I'll tell you right now, for him to open his house up like that, unbelievable.
A lot of things. Unfortunately, a lot of valuable artwork walked away with a bunch of our listeners, but Ernie's fine with that. Yeah, there was some sort of a vase from the Ming Dynasty, which is yet to be accounted for. But hopefully somebody who has it needs it, and I think Ernie is okay with that. But glad you came. Great time. The annual Miss Bikini Pageant in the books. Mm-hmm. And congratulations to Lucia, who was the winner. And we're going to have to get Lucia. Maybe she can fill in on the sports for LB if he's ever out again.
I'm all for that.
I think she could do a great job.
Yes, she could.
Great job with that.
Now, let me ask you a question, Greg.
Yes.
But you're a restaurateur, so put that information aside.
Yeah.
Prior to that, are you a person that would have freaked out if you had seen vermin in a restaurant? Or you're kind of like, or do you just chalk that up to, those are things you deal with.
I think probably that would bother me.
Okay.
You mean if I were eating at a restaurant and there's a rat or two around?
Yeah.
I think that would probably bother me.
Okay. What if said rat fell out of the ceiling onto your table?
Yeah. No,
that would freak you out.
No, I don't. I mean, I'd finish my meal if that's what you're asking.
Okay.
is that what happened?
Yes. Or? At a Buffalo Wild Wings restaurant in California last week, a live rat fell out of the ceiling and landed on a party's table.
Oh, boy.
Alicia Norman was one of the diners. She took a few photos and posted about it on Facebook. She and some friends were eating while watching the Women's World Cup on television. And all of a sudden, thud.
Plop.
There's the rat.
Yeah.
A manager came along and scooped the thing up and threw it out.
Free meal?
Free meal.
Oh, they comped the meal, at least.
They comped the meal.
Okay, they did.
And the restaurant did voluntarily shut down to clean and sanitize. they did blame a nearby construction project for the rat's existence there.
Was the rat bone in? I like the bone in.
Well,
or
yes.
Was it tail in? Or what was it?
Tail in.
Okay, tail in.
They were doing the tableside filleting because they got fancy at Buffalo Wild Wings. But here's Alicia.
And I knew the rat was going to be injured because it hit like a Mack truck. It was big. It was like you could hear something come down and then plop, it lands on a table.
Oh, no thanks.
And they have high ceilings in there too. Oh. That's a fall and a half.
Wow.
What's the best sauce for a rat? Is it ranch or a blue cheese? What would you, asking for a friend?
I've never had rat. I would assume maybe it's a little funky, so maybe you need something acidic with it, like a mignonette.
I hope I don't have to get there.
Yeah.
I'll take the tips.
I just shared a link to this story on my Twitter feed.
Those aren't riblets.
With the poor little thing kind of lying there on the top of the menu. I noticed they positioned for maximum value in a future lawsuit. They positioned the poor little thing onto the menu with a glass of water there,
right?
So that they could file a lawsuit later. But that's on my Twitter feed, Greg Hill WAAF. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter,
Captain
and
Topper,
take a look at that.
A lady died while we were having steak tips behind us.
Were you in the middle of a story?
We were in the middle of having mid afternoon lunch.
What happened?
No, she was,
heart attack?
She was walking to leave and had a heart attack.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Does everybody get comped if that happens?
I don't know. It's the weirdest sound, though, when you hear the thud behind you and you think, you know, it wouldn't be that.
That's the worst, too, when you're in a restaurant. God forbid something happens. You do the, like, that half get-up thing where you put your hands up. You're like, oh. And then you look around. You're like, other people are helping. I can probably stay here and finish my meal, right?
Yeah.
You guys are good.
Exactly.
I'm not up to date on my CPR training. All right, great.
obscure reference on this from Jay. Hello, Jay.
How's it going, crew?
What's up?
Demolition Man. They had a rat burger.
Yes.
Oh,
yes, they had the rat burger.
Right.
And when it came to Demolition Man,
oof.
Which is a pretty good movie. Leary is pretty good in Demolition
Man. Yeah. That's where Taco Bell was all restaurants.
yes.
They won the restaurant wars.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Do they need to rebrand after this or
Buffalo Wild Rats?
I mean, America has a short memory, so I think it'll be okay.
Everyone went back to Chipotle again.
That's right.
And again and again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think they'll be okay. Yeah.
All right. The news this hour is brought to you by
Midstate Auto Group. Looking for a car under $10,000? Visit Ray's new lot, 496 Washington Street in Auburn. Quality cars under $10,000. Well, there's a Newton South teacher, specifically, who's out of a job now after an incident that happened in the classroom earlier this month. The teacher, Devin Atani, taught English and was once a semifinalist for a statewide Teacher of the Year award. Devin reportedly showed a student of a photo of a gun that he owned in class. And
showed a student a photo of a gun.
Of a gun, okay?
A photo.
Not the gun.
A photo.
Showed the photo.
Okay.
So we actually have some sound from the student, one of the students. The student's voice has been altered, but this explains what the discussion was that took place when this photo was showed.
He took out his phone and showed us a picture of his firearm, and he described it as a Ruger. And he said that his wife was getting a Glock and he couldn't wait until he could bring it to school. Initially, I was just that this man is crazy, that he's a threat to the school. I'm very happy that the school decided to take action.
I love the voice disguiser audio on the local news. One of my favorite things. Well, how do you feel about this?
I don't have a problem with him showing a picture, but then telling the kid he's going to bring it to school.
Right. Yeah.
I need some context, though. Did he randomly just pull out the photo and like, hey, look, me and my wife both have guns. Can't wait to be able to bring them in. Or were they talking about school safety and the possibility of teachers being armed? And he said, yes, here's what I own. I can't wait to be able to bring it in so that I can protect students. You know,
I need
a little bit more positioning around how this happened.
I mean, there are people who immediately fall into the fetal position if you happen to mention that you're somebody who has a weapon. I mean, it sounds to me like the guy, he and his wife have them legally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think he was, it doesn't sound like he was menacing the kid with a photo of a gun or like a drawing of a gun or something
well,
like that.
Well, that goes against the zero tolerance policy.
I mean,
right?
I don't know. It's, I don't want to bring up, Texter says it's like bringing a taser to school. I don't want to bring that up, but I mean, I don't know. Do you think, so you're saying you think that if the teacher said, I'm going to bring a gun to school.
I said, I can't wait to bring it to school.
Then it's right for the teacher to have been fired.
Well, it's right for them to look into it. I mean, showing off the picture is nothing. That's nothing. That's like.
You probably can't even show a picture of a gun in school. I mean, there have been kids who were suspended for drawing them.
Right. Huh.
Well, then we got to get rid of all our history books.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Where do you stand on this, Danielle?
Again, I need more context. Like, yeah. I wouldn't have a problem with it if it came up in the middle of a discussion about teachers being armed and the teacher providing an example saying, yes, this is what I carry. I have my license to carry. I have been, you know, I go to the range. I have been trained to use this firearm. But if the student was being a jerk or something and the teacher's like, hey, so I got this and I can't wait to bring it in to shut you up. Like if it's something like that, that's wildly inappropriate. But if it came up in a discussion, I think this day and age you do, you know, with all these zero tolerance policies, you know, you can't even chew a Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun. So I think teachers do need to be very cautious about what types of information they share with students. But
you mean paranoid?
They need to be paranoid
that if you say anything, somebody's going to go and run in fear to the administration.
Right.
Yeah.
So, right. I don't know.
Yeah, but zero tolerance is zero tolerance.
Well, zero tolerance is supposed to be zero tolerance of bringing a weapon.
Right. Right.
Not zero tolerance of showing a picture and saying something.
Right. Yeah, but
I mean, it's still, you still have free speech. It's, you ought to. All right.
I wouldn't go there.
What else is happening today, Danielle?
We have to get the Chinners in the news.
And now.
Come here, I'm going to eat you. Get in my belly.
It's time for Chinners in the news.
Thank you very much. I'm fatter. Flattered.
Look at me, I'm a big fat slob.
So, 7-Eleven has been doing home delivery for about a year now. I was not aware of this. This is like a game-changing thing that they're doing. They've one-upped their own service. They have launched a new program where they will deliver stuff to you while you're out in public. So you don't even have to be at home. They have more than 2,000 hotspots in their 7NOW delivery app where they will bring you whatever you want. So say you're hanging out on the beach, you want a Slurpee, you don't want to take the cruise down to 7-Eleven, they'll bring it to you.
So they're doing delivery in public of Slurpees?
Yes.
Oh, that is, you're right. That's a complete game changer.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
It is an absolute. So you're at the beach hanging out and you want a Slurpee, boom, 7-Eleven is on the case.
Right.
I think that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
How do they find you at the beach?
Well,
I can barely find my way back from the ice cream stand to where I camped out.
Well, that's the problem is that there's going to be a lot of people who say, yes, that's my Slurpee.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And it's not really their Slurpee.
Oh, Blue Raspberry, that's me. Yes, that's over here.
That's me. Well, it's like, who was it? Burger King who's going to be delivering to people in traffic? They're,
yeah.
You don't like that policy.
That just adds to the traffic problem.
No, I think it's...
But the beach delivery, that's gold.
Yeah.
Bring it.
All right, what else is happening?
Another fake cop pulls over the wrong person story in the news. This one out of Pennsylvania. There's a guy there who's been busted for impersonating a police officer after he pulled over a car that had 3 city council members in it, including the city council president. Now, the guy claims it was a misunderstanding and he was just looking for his missing girlfriend. Evidently, he's got sirens and a PA system in his car for escorting motorcycle rides.
That's what he
claims.
Yeah,
yes.
That doesn't seem what it's for since he's pulling people over.
Well, also, he's been busted for impersonating a police officer before. And he actually did spoke with a local news reporter in Pennsylvania.
I flashed the lights rather on and off to grab her attention, hers or his, whoever, you know, was in the vehicle. I wanted to talk to them. SUV with tinted windows pulled up right in front of her daughter's boyfriend's father's house. I was concerned about my missing girlfriend, and that's it.
I'm concerned about his missing girlfriend, too.
Right?
Oh, yes. I think law enforcement should be concerned about his missing girlfriend.
And in air quotes...
Huh.
Here's a text that says, and I'll answer before I even read the text, I'll answer yes in the name of peace and quiet. Yes. But the texter says, Greg, are you just going to gloss over the fact that LB agrees with a zero tolerance policy on weapons, but will send his child to school with a taser?
Yes, I'm glossing.
Why? Yes, I glossed over it. Yes.
Hey, look, I believe anyone and everyone can have a gun. I shot guns when I was 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old. I never killed anybody. I was responsible. I learned how to use a shotgun. I learned how to use a .22 pistol.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But you were affirmative on the zero tolerance policy.
Yeah, I don't think kids should or teachers should be able. I mean, unless no. Again, you guys always laugh at me.
It's like this is the best thing that happens.
If the public votes on it, if your town goes and everybody votes that teachers can have guns, fine.
Right. But if it's not, you're still okay with sending the kid to school with it.
If people vote a no tolerance,
right,
zero tolerance rule, if that is the vote, then you don't get to take a gun to school.
Right. What about the taser, though? That's the hypocrisy that these people are pointing out.
Okay. I'm an idiot. What's new?
Hold on a second. The third day of the week, second day of the week.
Yeah,
and I've nailed it down. We're working on like 15 years. Well, no, 23 years. 23 years of idiocy.
Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, so on this Slurpee delivery.
Yes.
It's every 7-Eleven I go to. It's like the McDonald's ice cream machine. They're always broken. So how's this delivery service going to work properly?
Well, I don't know that. I mean, every 7-Eleven Slurpee machine is broken. I don't.
The one up my house works fine every day. I mean, I've seen people.
What is your favorite? What is your favorite Slurpee?
Blue raspberry.
It is
with a little vodka when I get home.
Yeah. You need the vodka.
Do you grab a roller dog?
I don't know.
Only if
I think
well
those
done.
Are.
Egg rolls, though, those are pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've been wanting to get one of those for
in
the
a
house.
Pinch. You mean they're pretty good,
right?
Let me ask.
And then
the
later on, there's a different kind of pinch.
Let me ask a question. Let me ask a question. I have a friend.
Yeah.
You know him.
Yeah.
Scott, our friend Scott from Echo Store.
Yes.
And he is infatuated with the pre-made gallon of milk and pre-made egg salad sandwich at 7-Eleven.
Wow.
Now, let me ask a question.
No.
When you're getting the pre-made submarine sandwich, do you ever get the egg salad or the tuna salad? I don't think so.
No, and that anytime anyone posts a photo of him getting that sandwich, it freaks me out, and I get nauseous.
It's just disgusting.
Yeah, but I'm a fan of the triangle sandwich cut in half, side by each.
Yeah.
Huh? Not the salad.
You never know how long it's been sitting there.
The problem is the
sandwiches.
I know it's cut. It's the egg salad.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust it.
No, I wouldn't. Right.
I don't think.
Right.
Or the tuna salad either.
No. Right.
I mean, in a pinch, maybe.
I got a gallon of milk and a pre-made submarine sandwich.
Exactly.
Yeah. Any salad.
But not
sandwich.
Not the egg salad.
Right.
Or the seafood salad.
No. Anything with any kind of mayo.
And not in the summer.
No.
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 All right, it is 7:43, and coming up, I believe that the law enforcement description of what a teacher was doing to prepare for the arrival of a student may result in several of you who are male driving off the road when you hear the description. So we'll get to that, and then we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back coming up at 8.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, pre-made submarine sandwich Lassie is here. Stanley Stiz Grimy, our vice president of social media. Yo!
Yo!
Speaking of that, During the break, a texter suggested that the next blind food taste test challenge on this show should be the pre-made submarine sandwich.
That's a good test.
Maybe.
You know, there's several rest areas, convenience stores that we could hit up. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm assuming that Stanley's poll is up this morning.
It is, Greg.
Yeah?
Greg, I wanted to talk this morning about the controversy with the NCAA. Mm. And I wanted to know what you guys thought of the NCAA saying that if California passed a new law that would allow college athletes to be paid, that they will no longer allow college universities to participate in championships.
Right.
So the NCAA is saying if this law gets passed that allows college athletes
only,
to get
not
paid.
Not only championships, it's in the NCAA sports, correct?
As a whole.
And the athletes are mostly making the or potentially making the money from the use of their likeness in video games?
Video games, yeah. So, okay. For instance, you know, I believe it's called NC, and every year there's a new one. So, like NCAA 18, NCAA 19.
Right.
It's a slamming video. It's a huge, huge popular video game.
Yeah.
And they have all the names of the players.
Yeah.
Their likenesses. You know, right. They must bring them in and, you know, do face scans and all that stuff.
So, California wants to pass a law which says that the college athletes could be paid for that. And the NCAA is saying, forget about it. We don't want our athletes to be paid.
Right.
Of course they are.
Yeah, I mean, so is that your question? How did you phrase the question?
Yeah, Greg. So I simply wanted to know, do you think college athletes should be paid when their name and likeness is used?
Okay.
Because I think they should.
You do?
I absolutely, I agree. Yes. When you're using their name to make money, these video games are making millions of dollars. Maybe with a B, billions.
It's a billion-dollar industry, Lindy.
You bet, kid.
Yeah.
And right now, Greg, 67% of our Twitter audience agree with me and think, yes, these college kids need to be paid.
Well, you know, the devil's advocate position would be that they're already getting a free education. I guess if they're going to get paid, maybe they should pay for college, like everybody else that's at the...
That's a fair point.
Who are studying science and those who want to be... get a business degree. They're paying for college. The athletes are not.
I'm not going to lie, Greg. I was completely, yes, we need to pay these kids. I'm like, what could be the argument against it? And I never thought of that. And that's a great point.
I disagree. Even though they're getting a scholarship, I think they should be paid for the use of their likeness.
And I think someone that's smart and is a scientist that comes up with some great invention or cure for some disease, they should be, if that brings revenue to the school, they should be paid accordingly.
You mean like Elizabeth Holmes from Toronto's?
I've developed a new thing, a new machine. I call it Edison 90.6.
Oh my God.
And you deposit a basketball into the machine, and it comes out with a perfect NCAA player who doesn't care about money.
You know, Yoda always said.
Yoda once said, don't pay the students. They're already getting a free education.
Now, several texters are saying, heads up for pre-made submarine sandwich, Lassie. There hasn't been an NCAA video game in years. Is that accurate? Or
I'll have to do some research on that.
Well, maybe you should have done the research before you instituted the discussion.
Well,
this
is in the news today. And even if it's not video games, they're using these kids' likeness and names
jerseys,
for other things too.
There are
too.
People who
exactly.
are buying. You know, when March exactly. Madness comes around, there are fans that are buying jerseys and things like that.
Well, yeah, but look at Division I. Sports, the Michigan football, 115,000 people every Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an insane amount of money.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you think the high school kids should be paid for sports?
I wouldn't. If you're a high school team.
Well, in Texas, they do, for instance. They get 60,000 people. So you think high school kids should be paid for sports?
If you pack the stands. I think you know the athletes should get their due, and the same for women.
What about like youth football? Do you think those kids should be paid too?
If you put 10,000 people in a youth football stadium,
well, why does it matter? What if it's 100 people that go to the game?
Yeah, I don't.
What's
yeah,
it, why does it matter how many? Why does it matter how many people are there?
I'm talking about revenue. If you have, I don't care what sporting team it is. If you have an abundance of extra revenue, I think there should be give back. Yes.
And then, yes, what?
I don't agree with that, actually. But if they're using their can I finish, please?
Yeah.
So if they're using their likeness and their name,
mm-hmm.
they should get paid for that.
Okay.
But, you know, not they shouldn't get paid if they fill a stadium.
Okay, so a youth football team fills a 500-person stadium. You don't think that the league should throw them $10 a week for, like, an allowance?
Mm, no.
I mean, for a 10-year-old kid, that's a lot of dough.
No.
Well, I
believe they should.
We generally haven't paid youth sports athletes in our country. They're doing it for the
actually. You got to pay to play. Right? Yeah,
yes, yes.
You got to pay fees.
Well, yeah. So why shouldn't you be?
Fees and stuff
so
like
you're
that?
You're really good at your town mm-hmm. youth sport, and you pack a stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You pay to play. You should get that money back.
Well, they do in equipment and field costs.
They have to buy their own stuff. Youth football, youth sports, you pay for your own stuff.
High school, different. The bill hasn't been signed into law yet, Greg, but the president of the NCAA, Michael Ermert, has come out and said that he believes that when contrasted with the current NCAA rules, the bill threatens to alter materially the principles of intercollegiate athletics
right. And
would create local differences and make it impossible to host fair national championships. So
of course.
That's what he's saying.
What he is saying is that it would not be a level playing field if only in California were college athletes being paid. That is where all of the good college athletes mm-hmm. would choose to go to school.
Yes.
So,
which is a fair point.
Schools pay players.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.